Good morning, and welcome to this hour of worship coming to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. Our pastor this morning is the Reverend Rocco Velarde, who will be conducting the service today and the baptism of Miles J. Vogelsmeyer, son of Matthew and Haley Vogelsmeyer. Mrs. Judy Tufo will be at the piano this morning, along with trumpeters Caroline Carter and Carrie Scott. Your announcer is Ron Meyer.
I'd like to welcome you all to Emmanuel Lutheran Church this morning. This morning, our sermon hymn, Hymn 430, we will only be singing stanzas 1 through 5. With that, we'll be welcoming Miles into the family of God this morning through the waters of baptism. So today, although it being the season of Lent in which we normally are very somber, today we will take a special moment to rejoice with Matthew and Haley at the birth of their son. So with that, let us begin with our opening hymn, Hymn 594. This time, I would like to invite forward the Vogelsmeyer family guys. Come on up. All right. Let us make our beginning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are conceived and born sinful under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sins of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. How are you named? Miles, receive the sign of the cross upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved Noah and his believing family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all of his hosts in the Red Sea. Yet you let your people through on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan River, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Miles according to your boundless mercy, that you would bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through the saving flood, all sin in him, which he has inherited from Adam, and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and died. Grant that he would be kept safe in the secure ark of the Holy Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumenates. In the Evangelic Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed, taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, new witnesses of the baptism of those whom they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction, nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Holy Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them in holy life and faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Is this your intention to serve Miles as his sponsor in the Christian faith?
Yes, with the help of
God. God enable to you to do this faithful and loving work with his grace. Fulfill what you are unable to do. Amen. Hear the gospel according to Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up into his arms, and he put his hands upon them and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the Lord, forever and ever. Amen. Miles, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all of his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all of his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do You believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
All right, Miles, come on down. It's not, well, it is kind of cool. Yeah, you're going to get a surprise. Miles, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give this to one of you. All right, perfect. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, the Father, we thank you and praise you that of your gracious, preserving will, you would enlarge your family and have granted Miles the new birth of holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his heir to your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow and lead a godly life in the presence and honor of your holy name. Finally, with all the saints, obtain the promise of inheritance of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us welcome the newest member of God's family.
For you, big guy. Yes, they are. They're clapping for you.
You're now a member of Christ's family. Here you go, Haley. There you go, Mike. Matthew. All right. I want to present you guys with a cross for his bedroom.
Thank you.
I'd also like to present sponsors with a little information about what it means to be a sponsor. Should I give these? Perfect. And then these, I haven't seen one this nice. Well, I have, but these are really, really nice. These are wonderful. You can get it framed and put it in his bedroom to remind him of this day, even though he won't remember it, to remind him of this day for the rest of his life.
Thank you.
The Lord's blessings, and you guys may be seated. Let us rise as we continue with the confession and absolution. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins before God our Father. We confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have done. We have not loved you with all our heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has sent his only begotten Son into the flesh to take upon himself all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Salvation belongs to the Lord. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. I cried aloud to the Lord. I lay down and slept. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world and for the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated for our readings. Our first reading comes from the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path of the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lay down and cannot arise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostrich, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson comes from the book of Philippians. If anyone thinks that he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church as to righteousness, under the law, blameless. But whatever I gain I had, I counted as a loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as a loss, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you,
began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to the tenants, and went to another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants, so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat him and treated him shamefully. And he sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let's kill him, so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them. But they feared the people, so they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the authorities and jurisdictions of the governor. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated as we sing our hymn of the day. Remember, we are going to be singing stanzas 1 through 5. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We just watched something amazing happen. We just watched how little baby Miles was baptized, how this precious little one was brought forth by Matthew and Haley. They brought him here to the water to be washed. But why? Why? What's the point? He's just a little baby. He couldn't have done anything wrong, could he have? Well, I'm going to ask you all a question. Now, I'm going to put you all in Miles' parents' shoes for a moment, as I know most of you have been parents or have been around children throughout the course of your life. I'll take Miles' folks out of this one. How about that? Do you think, well, no, I'm going to pick on you guys a little bit today, okay? All right, so do you think that they are going to have to teach Miles how to sin? None of you guys have been around children ever in your life, okay? Because let me explain something to you. I got four little ones at home. I never had to teach them how to hit each other. I never had to teach them how to be mean to each other. I never had to teach them how to yell at each other. I never had to teach them how to do any of those things. They knew that stuff right from the beginning. Right from their birth, they knew what sin was. You see, we say that we have inherited sin. Sins in which we have omitted and sins in which we have committed, right? We have inherited sin from our parents. This sin flows down from us from our very first parents, from Adam and Eve. When they took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they ate. And upon their eating, their eyes were opened and they knew the difference between good and evil. And that sin, yes, God forgave them. He covered them with the skins of animals as the first sacrificial offering for sin. But that sin did not depart from them. We know that their children, how many children they have? What are the first two? Anybody remember their names? Cain and Abel. And what did Cain do to Abel? Cain killed Abel. They didn't have to teach their kids to do that. All we know is that we were all born sinful and unclean before God in His sight. But there was one who was born in a different situation. I'd like to read something to you about him. This comes from the Gospel of Mark. If I can get my glasses out, I sure would read it to you guys. It says this. We're really not given a birth narrative of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. He just appears before John the Baptist proclaiming the way. And as he comes, it says, in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descend upon him like a dove. A voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days being tempted by the animals, or being tempted by Satan. And at the end, the animals came and ministered to him. When Christ was baptized, we all understand why Miles was baptized. The same reason that all of you were baptized, because of sin. But why was Jesus baptized? The Bible says, he who knew no sin, what does it go on to say? Became sin for us. You see, when Jesus went down into that water, he went down in that water and he was pure and clean. He needed no washing. When those Israelites went down into the water, they were coming for a baptism of repentance. They were coming saying, I am sinful. We need to make straight the path of the Lord. They were repenting of all their sins just like we do all throughout Lent. We come repentant of all of our sins. But Jesus went before John the Baptist, not repentant of sin, but he went before John the Baptist with sin on his mind. Jesus, who knew no sin, went down into that water and came out carrying our sins. When you were baptized, your sins went down into that water and they were washed away. When Miles was baptized, you watched him have his sins washed away by Christ. When you were baptized, all of your sins were washed away by Jesus. Those sins in which you have committed and those in which you have omitted. You know, the sins that you do willingly and the ones that you should have done, but you didn't. And because of that was evil done. But when Jesus went down into that water, he came out of that water carrying our sins. When Miles came out, he came out forgiven. But when Jesus came out, he came bearing the sins of all of us. And he took those sins and he walked throughout this life. He healed many. He proclaimed the gospel, how through his sacrifice, we would be given the full gift of everlasting life. Through his sacrifice, we would be given the gifts of the forgiveness of our sins. You see, when Jesus came out of that water, he came bearing our sins. And he carried them all the way to the cross. And there upon the cross, Jesus paid the price for every single one of your sins. It is the season of Lent, a season of repentance in which we are all turning from our sins. We're taking account of our sins and we are confessing them before the Lord and turning from them. When Jesus took your sins upon that cross, he nailed them up to that cross and he fully forgave you all of your sins. So that when you would sin, you would merely confess your sins and repent of them. And you would receive the full forgiveness of God. It is a wonderful, mighty miracle that we got to witness this morning as God stepped into the world to redeem Miles and to give to him eternal life. It is the same miracle that all of you underwent when you were baptized. And your baptism comes to its completion at the day of Christ Jesus. I've had the privilege of walking many, many people home to see Jesus face to face. And when you get to do that, you see the completion of a person's baptism. You see how they were baptized into Christ, they were washed clean, and they were made one with Jesus. And how Jesus has walked with them all of their life. And there at their last breath, their baptism finds its completion. As the forgiveness of Jesus covers over all of their sins and they're given eternal life in heaven with God the Father, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. You see, in baptism, you are given the greatest gift of all. And may this baptismal gift keep you in true faith to life everlasting. Amen. Let us rise and confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was crucified, died, and was buried. Ascended into heaven. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God and for everyone according to their needs. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of baptism that you so freely poured out upon each of us, that we would be redeemed and given a new name, the name of Christian, the name of your beloved Son stamped down upon us. We thank you for all the gifts that you have so freely poured out upon us. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over the members of Emmanuel who are in need of prayer, especially Carol, Randy, Stanley, Nolan, Mary, and Lindsay. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over the family and friends of this congregation, especially Brooklyn, Alan, Cindy, Cayman, Jason, Mike, Eva, Brandy, Jeff, Marlon, Diane, Gail, Rita, Elisa, Holly, Kelly, Mark, Terry, Paul, David, Rhonda, Jessica, Mary, Brooke, Everett, Kimberly, Nicole, Elliot, and Diane. Lord, you know each one of their needs. We ask, O Lord, that you would be with them. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over those living within nursing homes, especially Molly, Dolores, and Dorothy. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over missionaries throughout the world, especially the Kolb family, Jim and Claudia, David and Valerie, and Tim and Aaron. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, as we watch the news and we see the world becoming more and more dangerous, we ask that you watch over those who are serving on the front lines for our country, especially McKenna and Drake. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have said and done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated as we take our offering. Please rise for our offertory. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the accompaniment of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from all the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithfulness the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers and deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
came about?
Thank you.
Let us rise. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same faith toward you and fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Thank you.